For me, being fit used to mean being skinny, being leaner. But I have been at my leanest, and that was, let me tell you, the least healthiest version of myself. Now, being fit means having the energy, the confidence, and the strength to let life take me where it will and get as much enjoyment from it as I can in the process. It's about having options and learning to enjoy the journey in whatever season of life that I'm currently in. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. Hey, Fit Friends. Welcome to the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so excited to dive into today's episode. As you may have noticed, we are undergoing a bit of a makeover. We're putting inclusivity at the forefront of our mission. Our mission is to empower women who view fitness and nutrition as a means to improve their appearance, overcome their need to measure success by the numbers, and really start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, which is also now on YouTube. You might be watching this in video form. Today's topic is one that really hits close to home for so many of us. What does fit mean to you? I want to kick things off by sharing a bit of my own journey. Fitness has meant so many different things to me at different stages of my life, and I certainly have grappled with the societal expectations of what fit means. When I first discovered exercise, it was fun. Like, it was just pure joy. I remember as a 12-year-old, I was underage at the YMCA, sneaking into step aerobics classes with my sister. I went to the YMCA to just hang out with friends after school on weekends. At this time, at a young age, I guess, what are you, junior high, high school? That is really when I discovered group fitness, particularly a format called Turbo Kick. And I just fell in love with the choreography, with the people in the room, the music, the energy. Like, I just loved it. I craved the community. I craved how it made me feel. I craved the attention to the choreography, but also getting lost in the music. I loved it so much that I actually went on to become an instructor, a group fitness instructor at my university. Went on to manage the whole Group X program. I became a personal trainer. Basically, the rec center at my university became my second home. In college, got into some trouble, really had to rediscover myself, was navigating some new relationships. And the only way that I knew to cope and to stay out of trouble was to work. So I joined a nutrition and fitness focused multi-level marketing company. I became a fitness presenter and an educator in my, region, I guess you could say. And I really became not only entrenched with diet culture, but just obsessed with exercise and nutrition. And part of it was healthy in the sense of I just craved the knowledge. I craved the information. Like, there was a healthy hunger to it. But it got to the point where I was teaching 7 to 10 classes per week, high intensity, jumping around, high impacts, heavy weights, on top of my own workouts, on top of personal training clients, and on top of walking all around campus to get to class as a full-time college student. I found myself saying no to social plans, picking up classes just so I didn't have to go to the tailgates on the weekend. It was a way to cope, yes, But it also became my identity. I became known as the healthy girl, and I wore this as a badge of honor. I was the fitness girl, and I didn't know how to be anything but that. It became so tied in to my success in the industry. I truly and firmly believed that no one's going to hire me as a trainer. No one's going to hire me as a dietitian. Nobody's going to come to my classes to get certified in these formats. I don't look a certain way. And of course, eventually, as you know, you're probably listening to this, you maybe relate to this story. You can only do that for so long. You can only burn the candle at both ends until you get burnout. And for me, it was physical burnout. It was mental, emotional. At one point, I remember my now husband saying, "I think you're depressed." And no one else would have ever seen that because I put on such a, I'm the girl with the mic. I'm the high energy. I'm known for energy in class. But deep down inside, it was a facade. Fast forward, I started practicing as a registered dietitian in the fitness industry and in some different clinical setting and realized there has got to be another way. Now I'm at a point where numbers truly are neutral. Data provides insight to help me set fitness goals that are motivating in life. Life as a new mom, to be able to do the things I love, to be able to focus on the pounds I lift versus the pounds that I weigh. I can take a rest day and actually rest. And most importantly, that hum, right? That sound in the back of your head, that like chatter that does not stop, it's quiet. And I'm able to be present in life for the things that matter most. I know many of you, especially those in your 30s, your 40s, you've probably experienced the same pressure to conform. So today, let's tackle this together. What does it actually mean to be fit? It is time. I strongly believe so much. It is time. It is past time that we redefine that definition for ourselves. And I want you to explore the idea that fitness is not a one-size-fits-all concept. It's about finding what works for you, both physically and mentally. The first step for myself and for many of my clients is to really understand the pervasive diet culture and society that we live in. It's time to break free from those restrictive patterns, the all or nothing mindset, and embrace a new approach to redefine what health means to you. I looked up the definition of fit, and there were so many interesting definitions, and here's a few of them. Acceptable from a particular point of view. Sound, physically and mentally. Healthy. Put in a suitable state, made ready to conform correctly to the shape or size of, to be suitable for or to harmonize with, to be in agreement or in accord with, to put into a condition of readiness. What would it look like for you to be ready? To be ready for whatever life throws at you. That is a feeling. That is not a size, and it should be unique to you because your definition of ready is very different than my definition of ready. It's different than your neighbors. It's different than your friends. Exercise should bring joy, not stress. Exercise should be an outlet, not an escape. An escape is the act of leaving a dangerous or an unpleasant situation. It's like completely running away, getting out of the situation. While an outlet, it's like a vent. It's like, let me just vent things, you know, think about if you're cooking, right? You're steaming vegetables. There's a little hole that vents all the air so it doesn't explode, right? I can tell you from personal experience and working with hundreds of clients, both male and female, the mental and physical stress from overtraining or obsessing over fitness as a means to shrink your body, that will be counterproductive to even the best, most elite training plan. As an industry, we really have a long way to go to be truly inclusive. And it's time to create a space that celebrates all bodies, all shapes, all abilities. I'll continue to share stories of women and folks who have felt excluded. And I hope by sharing those stories, you and I can really understand how we can build a more inclusive community on the show. I would love to hear your experience. So send me a DM on Instagram. We'll put my handle in the show notes because this is not just about me. This is about you. This is about us as a community, as a collective of redefining that word fit in the conversations that we have, in the way that we show up for ourselves, in the way that we show up for others. For me, being fit used to mean being skinny, being leaner. But I have been at my leanest, and that was, let me tell you, the least healthiest version of myself. Now, being fit means having the energy, the confidence, and the strength to let life take me where it will and get as much enjoyment from it as I can in the process. It's about having options and learning to enjoy the journey in whatever season of life that I'm currently in. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. I want to challenge you today to think about your definition of fit, because when it comes to your health, when it comes to your life, your unique path is one that matters, and that is something to be celebrated. In future episodes, we will dive deeper in the science behind what it means to actually be fit and weight science and what that actually means, because again, fit is not a number, it's a feeling. And I didn't want to dive into all that today, because today I really just want you to think about you. I want you to worry about yourself and not worry about what the science says. Don't worry about what research shows. Like, it's about you and what you want it to mean for you. Because if you can start there, if you can get some clarity on that foundation, that just sets you up for the right trajectory. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, share it with your friends. And until next time, specifically next Monday, keep embracing your unique journey towards wellness. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.